A defensive end at Tennessee Chattanooga, Davis Tull likely will be making a transition to outside linebacker in the NFL. As long as the role is pass rusher, he'll make it work, because getting after the quarterback is what Tull does, and he watches film of one of the Packers' best at it, Clay Matthews.
Clay, he's a power rusher, man. He's a beast out there. I like to watch him because he's a little shorter, not shorter in terms of height, but length. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these outside guys, they have a lot of length and they can set the edge with their arms, whereas a guy like myself or Clay has to use a little more power and actually two-hand into somebody. So, you know, he's relentless. You know, I like to style my effort after him, his bull rush is pretty top-notch. You know, he's a good player, so I like watching him.
Tull's strength and agility testing numbers are impressive, and he ran a blazing 40 time for a 246-pound defender at his pro day. Physically, he has all the tools, plus he has the motor and the smarts, too.
I think that's the reason I'm here, honestly, is from those two attributes. You know, I always like to play as hard as I can. You know, I think that's one of my strengths, going back to thinking that other people don't think you're as good, you know, so you got to prove people wrong, and always playing with that mentality. And then in terms of knowing the game, you know, I think I like to do a lot of extra film study so I can be really prepared. You know, I don't want to ever go into a game and not know a formation and not know percentages of what play is going to come at me. So being very well prepared and then playing really hard every play, I think that combines for success.
Tull's statistics, including 37 career sacks, are impossible to ignore. But then there's the competition question coming from the FCS. Tull has felt since his sophomore year at Chattanooga that he's good enough to play in the NFL, and he's out to prove all his college stats aren't a result of playing against weak competition, but because he's a great player, period.
Absolutely. You know, I think that chip's always on your shoulder, and you know, I've had it since high school because I felt like I should have been at a bigger school, and then ended up getting hurt and went to UTC, and UTC was a blessing for me. You know, I'm glad I went there. I ended up here, obviously. So, but that chip that I had on from high school from getting hurt has carried over through college and ultimately to here, to right now being from a small school. So I think it'll help me in the future.